Mad Marv's Notebook for December 15th, Dog Days of Advent 2017. Well, went to see Star Wars last night, and the no-spoiler review is that it's pretty good. There's another guy in the office that went to see it, and he started talking about spoilers all over the office. He's not that popular right now. So, moving on from there, my weigh-in for today is 296, just bumping up the weight a little bit, maybe. All the snacking I'm doing at the office is starting to come back to me. Trying to cut back or cut that out. Let's see, today at lunch, the department went for their luncheon, or did a white elephant gift exchange. I ended up with a couple of toys, really. One's a Jenga set, except it doesn't use the Jenga brand name. It's just a generic jumbling tower set, but it's Jenga at its heart. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do with that, but I think I might have had one of these before. I don't know when it first came out. I'm thinking I may just leave this in the office and see if anybody wants to play over lunch one day. And the gag gift in the bag was a Santa Claus themed toilet seat cover. And they also included a portable ping pong net and paddle instead of pretty much just if you have a table and about 5 feet of width, you can set up your own ping pong table. So conveniently, our lunch table kind of fits the bill, but I don't really see us ever cleaning it off enough to make a game feasible. So I'm not sure what we're gonna do with that. Anyhow, for the white elephant game, I brought a pair of little mini drones. I mean, it's like the cheap little $25 for the pair kind of drone. And because it's a pair, I figured somebody would eventually figure out that you could take the two of them and race them against each other. Maybe in the office, maybe not. No, it shouldn't be in the office, but you never know. After hours, this place gets a little empty. Could work. We got one nice long corridor that might work. Anyhow, I think the guy's going to take it home for his kids. Now, after work, I went to Onwana just to get some dinner and to check. I really wanted to get some shopping done, but there was a power outage. Just as I got there, I was walking through the parking lot. The lights went out on, I'd say, about a quarter of the parking structure, and that power outage kind of extended into the mall. I'm going to guess about a quarter of the shops are without power, including two out of the three food courts in the mall, totally without power. So they closed up and locked the doors until they get power back. And that made things kind of interesting. I remember something similar to this happened 4, maybe 5 years ago. At that time, half of the mall lost power because the transformer at the substation, which is right across the street from my office, transformer in there blew up, and that one transformer was carrying power to half of the mall. So when I was walking back today, happened to walk by that substation, everything's fine, so something else must be wrong, but I gotta imagine that all those retailers are gonna be kind of pissed at the management right now, because this is kind of exactly the sort of thing that's not supposed to happen. Especially when it happened like 4 years ago, and back then they had a backup generator, except when they fired it up in an emergency, turns out they didn't have adequate ventilation, so carbon monoxide poisoning was on the table, and they shut down that backup generator. I mean, I figured in the years since then they must have done something. On the other hand, it could just be some kind of internal problem with the power at the mall. Thing is, it wasn't exactly a uniform section of the mall that lost power. You'd see a block of area, but then towards the edges of that, you'd see some shops that had power, and the, you know, like one stall's dark, another stall's open, lit, and another stall after that's dark. So you can kind of tell it's kind of a weird power outage, I guess you could say. I'm pretty sure it's going to make the news tonight just because it is the largest shopping center on the island, but I don't expect it to be, kind of expect it to be fixed by tomorrow. Hoping to go back and do some shopping again. And let's see, what else happened at the office? Oh yeah, so it turns out I'm running out of space on my backup hard drives for the office. I was accidentally backing up a disk image of the server. And it's a nightly build on that disk image. So every night I get a new disk image and that would be added to my backup. And now I've got just under a terabyte left on the 8 terabyte drive. This thing was supposed to, be used for hopefully at least a year, maybe a couple of years, but right now it's only about 6 months and there's only, 12-13% of space left on it. So I fixed that problem. I don't know if there's any way to reclaim that space. I haven't found any way, so hopefully that last terabyte of space can hold on at least for another 6 months. That way it doesn't look so bad. But I figure I've got ways to make it stretch. Anyhow, I was just looking up hard drives costs on Amazon. Pretty cheap right now, $150 for another 8 gigabyte Seagate external hard drive. Putting that on the shopping list just in case I run off space even faster. But I guess live and learn. I think that extra redundant backup was running for about a month before I figured it out or noticed the lack of space. Anyhow, I guess that's enough for today, so I'll talk to you tomorrow.